Lamentations chapter 1. How the city sits alone, that was full of people. How she has become as a widow. She that was great among the nations, and a princess among the provinces, how she has become the possession of others. She cries out in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers she has no one to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her, they have become her enemies. Judah has gone into captivity because of affliction, and because of great servitude, she lives among the heathen. Ungodly nations. She finds no rest. All her persecutors overtook her between the narrow ways. The roads of Zion mourn, because no one comes to the solemn feasts, all her gates are desolate. Her priests sigh, her virgins are afflicted, and she is in bitterness. Her adversaries are the rulers, her enemies prosper. Because the Lord Jehovah has afflicted her because of the multitude of her sins, her children have gone into captivity before the enemy. And all her beauty has departed from the daughter of Zion. Her princes have become like bucks that find no pasture, and they have gone without strength before the pursuer. Jerusalem remembered in the days of her affliction and of her miseries all her pleasant things that she had in the days of old, when her people fell into the hand of the enemy, and no one helped her. The adversaries saw her, and mocked at her Sabbaths. Saturdays. Jerusalem has grievously sinned. Therefore she is removed. All who honored her despise her, because they have seen her nakedness. Yes, she sighs, and turns backward. Her filthiness is in her skirts. She does not remember her last end. Therefore she came down wonderfully. She had no comforter. O Lord Jehovah, look upon my affliction, because the enemy has magnified himself. The adversary has spread out his hand upon all her pleasant things, because she has seen that the heathen, ungodly nations, entered into her sanctuary, whom you commanded that they should not enter into your congregation. All her people sigh, they seek bread. They have given their pleasant things for food to relieve the soul. See, O Lord Jehovah, and consider. Because I have become vile. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look, and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which has come to me, with which the Lord Jehovah has afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. From above he has sent fire into my bones, and it prevails against them, he has spread a net for my feet, he has turned me back, he has made me desolate and faint all the day. The burden of my sins is bound by his hand. They are wreathed, and come up upon my neck. He has caused my strength to fall, the Lord has delivered me into their hands, from whom I am not able to rise up. The Lord has trodden underfoot all my mighty men in the midst of me, he has called an assembly against me to crush my young men, the Lord has trodden the virgin, the daughter of Judah, as in a winepress. Because of these things I weep. Surely my eye runs down with water, because the comforter that should relieve my soul is far from me. My children are desolate, because the enemy prevailed. Zion spreads forth her hands, and there is no one to comfort her. The Lord Jehovah has commanded concerning Jacob, that his adversaries should be all around him. Jerusalem is as a woman in her period among them. The Lord Jehovah is righteous. Because I have rebelled against his commandment, I plead with all people to listen, and to look upon my sorrow, my virgins and my young men have gone into captivity. I called for my lovers, but they deceived me. My priests and my elders gave up the spirit in the city, while they sought their food to relieve their souls. Look, O Lord Jehovah, because I am in distress. My stomach is in turmoil. My heart has turned within me. Because I have grievously rebelled. Abroad the sword brings grief, at home there is death. They have heard that I sigh. There is no one to comfort me. All my enemies have heard of my trouble, they are glad that you have done it. You will bring the day that you have called, and they will be like me. Let all their wickedness come before you. And do to them, as you have done to me because of all my sins, because my sighs have become many, and my heart is faint. Lamentations chapter 2. How the Lord has covered the daughter of Zion with a cloud in his anger, and cast down from heaven to the earth the beauty of Israel, and has not remembered his footstool in the day of his anger. The Lord has swallowed up all the houses of Jacob, and has not pitied. He has in his wrath, anger, judgment thrown down the strongholds of the daughter of Judah. He has brought them down to the ground. He has polluted the kingdom and its princes. In his fierce anger he has cut off all the kingdom of Israel. He has drawn back his right hand from before the enemy, and he burned against Jacob like a flaming fire, which devours all around. He has bent his bow like an enemy. He stood with his right hand as an adversary, and killed all who were pleasing to the eyes in the tabernacle. Temple. Of the daughter of Zion. He poured out his fury like fire. The Lord was as an enemy. He has swallowed up Israel, he has swallowed up all her palaces. He has destroyed his strongholds, and has increased mourning and lamentation, loud crying, in the daughter of Judah. And he has violently taken away his tabernacle. Temple. As if it were of a garden. He has destroyed his places of the assembly. The Lord Jehovah has caused the solemn feasts and Sabbaths to be forgotten in Zion, and has in the indignation of his anger despised the king and the priest. The Lord has cast off his altar, he has despised his sanctuary temple. He has given up into the hand of the enemy the walls of her palaces. They have made a noise in the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, as in the day of a solemn feast. The Lord Jehovah has determined to destroy the wall of the daughter of Zion, he has stretched out a line, he has not withdrawn his hand from destroying, therefore he caused the stronghold and the wall to cry aloud, they became weak together. Her gates are sunk into the ground. He has destroyed and broken her bars. Her king and her princes are scattered among the Gentiles, non-Jews, nations. The law is no more. Her prophets also find no vision from the Lord Jehovah. The elders of the daughter of Zion sit upon the ground, and keep silence, they have cast up dust upon their heads. They have clothed themselves with sackcloth. The virgins of Jerusalem hang down their heads to the ground. My eyes fail with tears, my stomach is in turmoil, my liver is poured upon the earth, because of the destruction of the daughter of my people. Because the children and the nursing babies faint in the streets of the city. They say to their mothers, where is corn and wine? When they fainted as the wounded in the streets of the city, when their soul was poured out into their mother's bosom. What thing shall I take to witness for you? What thing shall I compare to you, O daughter of Jerusalem? What shall I equal to you, that I may comfort you, O virgin daughter of Zion? Because your breach is great like the sea. Who can heal you? Your prophets have seen vain and foolish things for you, and they have not uncovered your sin, to turn away your captivity, but have seen for you false visions and causes of banishment. All who pass by clap their hands at you. They hiss and wag their head at the daughter of Jerusalem, saying, is this the city that men call the perfection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth? All your enemies have opened their mouth against you, they hiss and gnash the teeth. They say, we have swallowed her up. Certainly this is the day that we looked for, we have found, we have seen it. The Lord Jehovah has done that which he had determined, he has fulfilled his word that he had commanded in the days of old, he has thrown down, and has not pitied. And he has caused your enemy to rejoice over you, he has set up the kingdom of your adversaries. Their heart cried to the Lord. O wall of the daughter of Zion, let tears run down like a river day and night, give yourself no rest. Do not let the apple of your eye decease. Arise, cry out in the night. In the beginning of the watches pour out your heart like water before the face of the Lord, lift up your hands towards him for the life of your young children, who faint for hunger at the head of every street. Look down, O Lord Jehovah, and consider to whom you have done this. Shall the women eat their fruit, and children whom they held? Shall the priest and the prophet be killed in the sanctuary temple of the Lord? The young and the old lie on the ground in the streets, my virgins and my young men have fallen by the sword, you have killed them in the day of your anger, you have killed, and not pitied. You have called as in a solemn day my terrors all around, so that in the day of the Lord's Jehovah's anger none escaped nor remained. Those who I have cared for and brought up my enemy has consumed.
Lamentations chapter 3. I am the man who has seen affliction by the rod of his anger. He has led me, and brought me into darkness, but not into light. Surely he has turned against me. He turned his hand against me all the day. My flesh and my skin he has made old. He has broken my bones. He has built against me, and encircled me with bitterness and hard labor. He has set me in dark places, as those who are dead of old. He has hedged me about, that I cannot get out, he has made my chain heavy. Also when I cry and shout, he shuts out my prayer. He has enclosed my ways with cut stone, he has made my paths crooked. He was to me as a bear lying in wait, and as a lion in secret places. He has turned aside my ways, and pulled me in pieces, he has made me desolate. He has bent his bow, and set me as a mark for the arrow. He has caused the arrows of his quiver, arrow container, to enter into my heart. I was a derision to all my people, and their song all the day. He has filled me with bitterness, he has made me drunken with bitter wood. He has also broken my teeth with gravel stones, he has covered me with ashes. And you have removed my soul far off from peace, I have forgotten prosperity. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord, Jehovah, remembering my affliction and my misery, the bitter wood and the gall. My soul still remembers them, and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. It is because of the Lord's, Jehovah's, mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions do not fail. They are new every morning, great is your faithfulness. My soul says, the Lord, Jehovah, is my portion. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord, Jehovah, is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord, Jehovah. It is good for a man that he carry the burden in his youth. He sits alone and keeps silence, because he has carried it himself. He puts his mouth in the dust, if perhaps there may be hope. He gives his cheek to him who strikes him, he is filled full with reproach. Because the Lord will not cast off forever. But though he cause grief, yet he will have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. Because he does not afflict willingly nor grieve the children of men. To crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth. To turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High, the Lord does not approve to subvert a man in his cause. Who is he who says, and it comes to pass, when the Lord does not command it? Does not evil and good proceed out of the mouth of the Most High? Why does a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins? Let us search and try our ways, and turn again to the Lord, Jehovah. Let us lift up our hearts with our hands to God in the heavens. We have sinned and have rebelled, you have not pardoned. You have covered with anger, and persecuted us. You have killed, you have not pitied. You have covered yourself with a cloud, that our prayer should not pass through. You have made us as the swept dirt and garbage in the midst of the people. All our enemies have opened their mouths against us. Fear and a snare has come upon us, desolation and destruction. My eye runs down with rivers of water for the destruction of the daughter of my people. My eye trickles down, and does not cease, without any intermission, until the Lord, Jehovah, looks down, and sees from heaven. My eye affects my heart because of all the daughters of my city. My enemies chased hard after me, like a bird, without cause. They have cut off my life in the dungeon, and cast a stone upon me. Waters flowed over my head. Then I said, I am cut off. I called upon your name, O Lord, Jehovah, out of the low dungeon. You have heard my voice. Do not hide your ear at my breathing, at my cry. You drew near in the day that I called upon you, you said. Do not be afraid. O Lord, you have pleaded the causes of my soul, you have redeemed my life. O Lord, Jehovah, you have seen my wrong, judge my cause. You have seen all their vengeance and all their imaginations against me. You have heard their reproach, O Lord, Jehovah, and all their imaginations against me. The lips of those who rose up against me, and their device plan against me all the day. See their sitting down, and their rising up. I am their music. Give to them payment, O Lord, Jehovah, according to the works of their hands. Give them sorrow of heart, your curse to them. Persecute and destroy them in anger from under the heavens of the Lord, Jehovah.
Lamentations chapter 4. How has the gold become dull? How is the most fine gold changed? The stones of the sanctuary are poured out in the top of every street. The precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold, how they are esteemed as earthen pitchers, the work of the hands of the potter. Even the sea monsters draw out the breast, they nurse their young ones, the daughter of my people has become cruel, like the ostriches in the wilderness. The tongue of the nursing child clings to the roof of his mouth for thirst, the young children asks for bread, and no man gives it to them. Those who fed delicately are desolate in the streets, those who were brought up in scarlet embrace dunghills. For the punishment of the sins of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom, that was overthrown as in a moment, and no hands stayed on her. Her Nazarites were purer than snow, they were whiter than milk, they were more handsome in body than rubies, their polishing was of sapphire. Their appearance is blacker than a coal. They are not known in the streets, their skin clings to their bones, it is withered, it has become like a stick. Those who are killed with the sword are better off than those who are killed with hunger, because these cry away, stricken through for lack of the fruits of the field. The hands of the pitiful women have boiled their own children, they were their food in the destruction of the daughter of my people. The Lord Jehovah has accomplished his fury. He has poured out his fierce anger, and has kindled a fire in Zion, and it has devoured its foundations. The kings of the earth, and all those who live in the world, would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy should have entered into the gates of Jerusalem. Because of the sins of her prophets, and the evil deeds of her priests, who have shed the blood of the just in the midst of her. They have wandered as blind men in the streets, they have polluted themselves with blood, so that men could not touch their clothes. They cried to them, "Depart! It is unclean! Depart, depart, do not touch!" When they fled away and wandered, they said among the heathen, ungodly nations, "They will no more live there." The anger of the Lord Jehovah has divided them, he will regard them no more. They did not respect the persons of the priests, they did not favor the elders. As for us, our eyes failed looking for our vain help. In our watching we have watched for a nation that could not save us. They hunt our steps, that we cannot go in our streets. Our end is near, our days are fulfilled, because our end has come. Our persecutors are swifter than the eagles of the heaven. They pursued us upon the mountains, they laid wait for us in the wilderness. The breath of our nostrils, the anointed of the Lord Jehovah, was taken in their pits, of whom we said, "Under his shadow we shall live among the heathen." Ungodly nations, rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, who lives in the land of Uz, the cup also will pass through to you. You will be drunk, and will make yourself naked. The punishment of your sin is accomplished, O daughter of Zion, he will no more carry you away into captivity. He will visit your sin, O daughter of Edom, he will uncover your sins.
Lamentations chapter 5. Remember, O Lord Jehovah, what has come upon us, consider, and see our reproach. Our inheritance has gone to strangers, our houses to aliens. We are orphans and fatherless, our mothers are as widows. We have drunken our water for money, our wood is sold to us. Our necks are under persecution. We labor, and have no rest. We have given the hand to the Egyptians, and to the Assyrians, to be satisfied with bread. Our fathers have sinned, and are no more, and we have borne their sins. Servants have ruled over us. There is no one who delivers us out of their hands. We get our bread with the peril of our lives because of the sword of the wilderness. Our skin was black like an oven because of the terrible famine. They ravish the women in Zion, and the maids in the cities of Judah. Princes are hanged up by their hand. The faces of elders were not honored. They took the young men to grind, and the children fell under the wood. The elders have ceased from the gate, the young men from their music. The joy of our heart has ceased. Our dance has turned into mourning. The crown has fallen from our head. Woe to us, because we have sinned. Because of this our heart is faint, because of these things our eyes are dim. Because of the mountain of Zion, which is desolate, the foxes walk upon it. You, O Lord Jehovah, remain forever, your throne from generation to generation. Why do you forget us forever, and forsake us a long time? Turn us to yourself, O Lord Jehovah, and we will be turned, renew our days as of old. But you have utterly, completely, rejected us, you are very angry against us.